This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
No other TV show in American television has endeared itself to people like The Andy Griffith Show. Some of you grew up with that. Some of you still watch the reruns. Andy and I had a friend in Texas, believe it or not, that was so taken with The Andy Griffith Show and so enamored with it, he memorized entire scenes out of the shows, and he could quote the dialogue just like it was the Gettysburg Address, and you name a scene and he would go right into the characters. And that's really being taken with a TV show. I remember hearing him tell this story, and I've seen it and you have too, where Barney Fife, the deputy, and Andy Griffith, the sheriff, are outside of the sheriff's office. They're both leaning back in chairs against the wall of the sheriff's office. It's 5-6 o'clock in the evening. Evening's coming on, and you hear the sound of a train in the distance. It's quiet. And Andy says to Barney, "Barney, what are you going to do tonight?" And Barney, as only Barney could do, would say, "Well, I'm going to go home, going to change. I'm going to go over to Thelma Lou's. We're going to make a pan of cashew fudge, and we're going to watch that George Raft movie on TV." And then he repeats it like 5 times. "Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go home, change, go over to Thelma Lou's, make a pan of cashew fudge, and watch that George Raft movie on TV." And after repeating it at least 3 times, maybe 4, he looks at Andy and said, "Well, what are you going to do tonight?" And Andy says, "Well, I'm going down to church. The choir's having a meeting tonight, and they're voting on the color of new robes. And I reckon they'll be fighting about it all night. I reckon they'll be fighting about it all night." You know, we laugh at a story like that because there is humor in it, but the sad reality is there are churches all over America, all over the United States, who are willing to fight all night over things smaller than that. And some of you privately are saying, "Been there and done that." You know exactly what I mean. You have been in those meetings where people have said things that you thought you'd never heard say in church, where people have manifested a hostility and a wrath and anger. You said, "Man, I didn't know that was in her or in him." And yet you saw it not at a bowling alley, not down at the local bar. You saw it in the church. I'm going to give you the take-home statement today. In other words, what I want you to go home with. You forget everything else I say. Here's what I want you to glean from the message today. And it goes like this. Unity is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Unity is a gift of the Holy Spirit. A church doesn't create unity. A church maintains it or loses it. Church doesn't create unity. The minister doesn't get up one Sunday and say, "Okay, we haven't had unity for 159 years, but we are starting today." That's not how it happens. It's a gift of the Spirit of God, and all a church does is maintain it or lose it. And you may say, "Well, how in the world do you know that?" Because of everything the Apostle Paul told a church in a place called Ephesus, where he said, "Make every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit." It's exactly what he says, and he tells us how to maintain that unity. It's in the book of Ephesians. We pick it up in verse 1 of chapter 4. Paul says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.